Good afternoon. This is the professor, Dr. Ron Daniels, president of the Institute of the Black World, 21st Century, and distinguished lecturer emeritus at York College, City University of New York, welcoming you to this July 22nd pledge drive, fund drive, membership drive here on WBAI 99.5 FM on the Pacifica Network in collaboration with ycradio.org. That is the York College radio station. We wish you all well. We wish you to be cool and you look out for your neighbor. Stay, you know, drink plenty of liquids and all that stuff to avoid, you know, heat stroke and all those terrible things that are part of this brutal hot weather, record-setting hot weather in the face of the climate deniers. I would say to you that, you know, those are people who have hesitation about what we should do in relationship to the orange man. If you just take one issue, climate change, just climate change alone, the difference between him and any of the opposing, any of them, is sufficient, particularly given that the planet itself, as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the moon landing and so forth, the moon landing is going to be necessary. We may have to get up out of here because the weather, the climate, is being messed up. Has been messed up. And young people demonstrating, I forget in what country it is, young people coming together saying, please save our future elder people, because it may not be a planet by the time we grow up. This is serious. And what else is serious is white nationalism, as we have seen utterly on display in the most vicious and virulent way, to the point that it's almost becoming normalized. We are in the battle for the heart and soul of this nation and the world, because this virus is spreading, has spread across the world. It has always been there. It has been latent. It had been driven to some degree underground, but now it is out in the open. That's good and bad. It's good because if we act appropriately, we can treat it, we can nullify it, we can eradicate it. But if we are complacent, it will consume us, and it will consume the world. And that's not a good thing, because a part of this white nationalism madness is this whole notion of denying climate change, because at the end of the day, it's also associated with avaricious, vicious capitalism, and white supremacy and capitalism have always been connected, and particularly are connected now. Today on our pledge drive, therefore, it is only appropriate that we talk about it, that we have put together a Overcoming White Nationalism Power Pack. That's right. We just can't talk about it. We gotta have to be educated. Knowledge is power. And so what we've done today, offering for just $200. $200. And I'm looking for at least, not maximum, at least 15 of our listeners to purchase, to pledge, to get this Overcoming White Nationalism Power Pack. And what it includes is, and you'll hear excerpts from it soon, is none other than the inimitable Dr. John Henry Clark with his lecture series, 3-CD set, White Nationalism, Enemy of Black Nationalism. White Nationalism, Enemy of Black Nationalism. But we go beyond that. We're also including a book which is entitled Trump in the White House, Tragedy and Farce. And this is an incredible book that we're part of this package. Then finally, a series of 25 PDF texts which are entitled Letter to the President, When Was America Ever Great? We're going to equip you to deal with white nationalism and all of its manifestations, because we've got to crush it and we've got to eradicate it in its most recent, most vicious form, as it's being spewed and propagated by the orange man who occupies the White House. These attacks, these vicious attacks, ongoing attacks. I mean, who would have ever imagined? Yeah, the president, Barack Obama, had done any one. I mean, when he said something about people who cling to their guns and something else he mentioned and so forth. I mean, the world exploded. What is he doing? He's denigrating these people. Hillary Clinton said something about deplorables just one time. And the right wing was up and this machine was like coming with attacks. And this man, this orange man, this hollow shell of a man for real, keeps spewing hate and bigotry and nationalism over and over and over again. And it's a part of the American dialogue. We have to eradicate it. Joining us to help understand what we need to do and why the premium, particularly the lead premium, white nationalism, enemy of black nationalism, is none other than Dr. J. That is our paramount chief, Professor Leonard Jeffries. Dr. J, welcome to Vantage Point.
It's always a great pleasure for me to join Dr. Ron Daniels in his serious work and helping him to complete his mission, as it has been over the years a pleasure to be with Dr. Clark for so many years as he helped us move along the victory trail of understanding our circumstance, our situations, and what we need to do about changing that.
Right.
So this is a great premium that you're outlining. It's a great life that we're going to focus on, and it's somebody who really should be studied by all of us.
Right.
He's continually giving us gems on how you deal with systems and how those systems interreact, and how if you don't have a system yourself, you're not going to be able to do what you need to do. So
well,
when he's talking about the system of white supremacy, he knows it, he experienced it. And when he's talking about the antidote, which is a system of African renaissance and development, he was able to put that out there for all of us to grow and develop around.
Well, specifically, that's what we want to talk about quickly, and we only have about 7 minutes left because we have a tight time frame. So why did Dr. Clark feel it necessary to do this series of lectures on white nationalism as the enemy of black nationalism?
Well, he actually had an enormous life experience from growing up in Alabama, Georgia, and experiencing white supremacy at its rudimentary and raw level. And then as he grew and developed and came north, he had a chance to experience white supremacy northern style in New York City, where ethnic groups supported ethnic groups. And it was left to the Africans to form their own power base in order to survive these various systems of white supremacy. But when he became a superstar on the world stage academically, he knew that we had to organize ourselves globally to deal with these various systems. He had a personal relationship with Arthur Schomburg, who understood that knowledge was so important. He had a personal relationship with Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, the president of Ghana. They were in the African History Club in Harlem together. He had a special relationship with the family of Marcus Garvey. So he's written a great book on Garvey. He was a special partner of Shekinah Diop, the great Senegalese, who told us to look at the world systems and relate them. And then he was a mentor, a guide for El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz Malcolm X. The brother lived a full life, and he carried us with him. He carried his tiger cubs with him. He carried the Len Jeffries, the Ron Daniels, the Ron Walters, the James Turners, the Shelby Lewis, and the rest of us. And wherever he went to deal with the struggle, he took us. He took us to Los Angeles to challenge the African Studies Association. Again, white supremacy, dealing with the African knowledge. He took us a few years after that to Ethiopia to meet with Emperor Haile Selassie and various other scholars fighting for the truth of our history. He took us to the front lines. He had a military experience, so he knew how to handle racism in the military. And then he had an experience where he did not have the PhD that the rest of us were able to get because the doors had been broken down for us. But he helped to show us that you did not need a PhD from the European University. He was a professor excellent who had more than any of us had. He had the life experience. And then he lived in Harlem, one block from Abyssinian Baptist Church, so he knew the great preacher, Adam Clayton Powell, the great leader, Adam Clayton Powell. So he knew the great writers and whatnot. So he shared this with us, and he helped us to make our contribution, so we are indebted to him. Anything you can get by him, start reading it. Get the books. I'm looking at Africans at the Crossroads, African World Revolution, and he analyzes our relationship with the systems of white supremacy. And now, so give thanks for Dr. John Henry Clark.
Let me finish with this question, because WBAI has a vast listenership, many of which are non-African. There are European ethnics, as Euro-ethnics, as Reverend Herbert Daughtry would say. And I know I did a premium a couple of times ago in which I talked about why white supremacy really doesn't benefit white people, particularly poor and working class people. So if we're doing a premium that says white nationalism, enemy of black nationalism, some might be saying, well, I'm white, but why should I engage such a premium? How would you answer that?
I would expand it beyond the need of poor whites and whites that maybe don't have much need to understand this. All whites need to understand it. All whites from whatever perspective. And that's the way Dr. Clark was. He never let us be anti-white in terms of personalities, but dealing with the system. White scholars need this. White professors, white students going through the best universities need the Dr. Clark perspective to make the knowledge that they're receiving are real. So he has a message to everybody. I don't want people, and the people on the left, Dr. Clark was on the left, but he nationalized that left with Pan-Africanism. He told us what it was to be looked for, even from the system of white supremacy that came in from the left. So the left needs to expand its horizon as well to appreciate the role of African peoples in the world, from the beginning of the world, through the various struggles of the world, through the struggles today, through the struggles around the White House and the political systems that we have to deal with now. So let's not just limit it to white folks who might have had the disadvantage of not having a good education. The best of those from Harvard and Yale and Princeton, Oxford and Cambridge and the University of Paris, the Sorbonne, need Dr. John Henry Clark's understanding and perspective so we can function together and move this world into the right trajectory that it has to go.
All right. Dr. Leonard Jeffries, Dr. J, thank you so much for your intervention. That is a perfect introduction to our first excerpt that we're going to be listening to for Dr. John Henry Clark. Thank you for taking time out of your global work, running all
anytime
over the world.
Anytime you ask me to jump, I'm going to jump as high as I can. Thank you, brother. I appreciate
well, thank you,
you,
my brother. Really appreciate
much
it.
Love, much respect for you and yours.
All right. Okay. So, again, our Power Pack today, Overcoming White Nationalism Power Pack. This $200. And the lead premium part of it is a three-CD set, White Nationalism, Enemy of Black Nationalism, by none other than Dr. John Henry Clark. Dr. Leonard Jeffries has articulated the rationale for why all people ought to get this premium. And it's a part, again, there are two other books that are included in it. But let's now go to our first excerpt from Dr. John Henry Clark.
My subject, White Nationalism, Enemy of Black Nationalism, has been a subject that most of our thinkers have deliberately avoided talking about. It is a delicate, under-the-rug subject. In fact, they have not talked about white nationalism at all. And they have not dealt with the fact that principally for the last 500 years, the world has been ruled by white nationalists and white nationalism, and that in the 15th and the 16th century, what brought about the second rise of Europe and the European takeover of the world was the rebirth of white nationalism and a decision among Europeans that whosoever controls the world, it would be a European. That decision that Europeans made has not been broken. They have broken all kinds of decisions among themselves. They have fought two world wars, and they have killed over 100 million people of their own. They have killed over 100 million of their own people and three times more of other people. But the decision that whosoever controls the world, it will be one of them, has not been broken. They have changed political codes, but that decision holds. And it holds for Europeans irrespective of political label. And our confusion is that once the European changed from one political label to the other, the assumption is that he is about to make another an agreement to the world. He is not, and he never will. And the difficulty, especially among blacks who are socialist politically, and I number myself among the socialists, only my difficulty with blacks who are socialists is that I have always defined my position. I have seen no difficulty in being socialist, pan-Africanist, and black nationalist all at the same time.
Yes, sir.
So in my socialist package comes a firm commitment to the preservation of African people wherever they are on the face of the earth. And when I say I am a socialist, I am not necessarily talking about what Karl Marx was talking about. Because socialism that I am talking about existed before Karl Marx was born and before Europe was born. I am talking about the socialism that came out of communal societies in Africa, in parts of Asia, that dictated that man should have in each society goods and services according to his own needs. And this was not a European creation, because the European has never been humane enough to create anything that give to each according to his needs.
That is Dr. John Henry Clark, the opening expert, excerpt, if you will, but an expert on African history, the premium is white nationalism, enemy of black nationalism. And he's laying out really the really virulent nature of white supremacy and white nationalism. And so even on the left, and this exists to this day, though I would argue that we have those who are benign and those who are antagonistic. Some people are overtly white supremacists and white nationalists. Others, it is benign. It is the white supremacy is so deeply embedded in the culture of the society that there are people who even mean well, but sometimes do things which are which flow from that white supremacist mantra, if you will. And we certainly see that today. We see people, you know, condemning what is being said by Trump, even as very often in the various movements that we've had, people caution that we should not press the black stuff too much, because if we press the black stuff, we'll alienate white people. And that is said in a way of saying, well, we know you have some grievances, but what? That's why the Black Lives Matter movement is so incredibly important. It can't be no but. You know, our black lives matter. So therefore, we cannot like not say what is hurting us, what is paining us, or what our aspirations are in order to appease others who might be offended by the fact that we have grievances, and or people who refuse to understand the nature of white privilege and what it has meant in terms of people's ability to accrue wealth, resources, and privileges, even if they are unevenly distributed within the society. And so coming to grips with this moment requires an understanding. We're looking at an administration that has that had a white nationalist, and there is still in a major policy position in the White House as his policy advisor in the White House. And Stephen Bannon is still there. His accomplice is still there in the White House. And so he's making no pretense about what his aspirations are. And the aspirations, and there are those who are clinging to the orange man because finally they have an overt champion who has come to save the white race, to save white privilege, to save white power. And we must rise up against that. Blacks, whites, red, yellow, brown, whatever, must rise up against that. And so we have this premium today. Everybody needs Dr. Leonard Jeffrey said, everybody needs to have John Henry Clark in their arsenal. But we also have two books in this power pack, Overcoming White Nationalism Power Pack, for just $200. Trump, the White House, Trump in the White House, Tragedy and Farce by John Bellamy Foster, with a foreword by Robert McChesney. He said, remember the metaphor that the frog that slowly cooks to death in the pot of an increasingly warm water? Leftists have used this for years to describe how people can accept dwindling health care, fading job opportunities, eroding racial and gender equality as long as the loss occurs gradually. Now with Donald Trump having sloughed off to Washington, most of the mainstream media are working to overtime to convince us that we can still stand the heat. Leave it to John Bellamy Foster, however, one of the most outstanding radical scholars, to expose Trump for who and what he is, a neo-fascist. Just at the boiling point, Foster offers cool logic to comprehend the system that created Trump's moral and political emergency and to resist it. In Trump in the White House, John Bellamy Foster does what no other Trump analyst has done before. He places the president and his administration into full historical context. This is not new. Foster reveals that Trump is merely the endpoint of a stagnating economic system whose liberal democratic sheen has begun to wear thin. Beneath a veneer of democracy, we see the authoritarian rule that oversees decreasing wages, anti-science, and anti-climate change denialism, a dying public education system, an expanding prison and military-industrial complex, all powered by a phony populism seething with centuries of racism that never went away. Got to remember that. That's why you got to have these tools. But Father Foster refuses to end this book in despair. Inside the analysis is a clarion call to fight back. Protests, popular demands, coalitions. Everyone is needed to change. Everyone is needed. Change cannot happen without radical anti-capitalist policies. And Foster demonstrates that even now, with the waters ever warming, it may yet be possible to stop the desecration of the earth, to end endless wars, to create global solidarity with all oppressed people. Could a frog do that? And then 25 PDF text coming from the author, 25 texts that are coming out that are a selection of historical documents that challenge the notion that American history was founded on greatness. And these texts are called A Letter to the President. When was America ever great? A selection of historical documents that challenge the notion that American history was founded on greatness, but rather demonstrates that America was founded on the theft of land and its resources from the original people, America founded its economy on slavery, and we would say enslavement and subjugation of the poor. There's a history to what is going on in the world today. The sentiments expressed in the age of Trump of increasing racial intolerance and deepening economic divide represents an American politic that derives its basic principles from its historical deeds. This election is a partial record of America's dubious past. You need this overcoming white nationalism power pack. You need these tools. One of the things I try to do is think deliberately about what will our audience, what can we get to our audience that can be most helpful. This can be most helpful. And so I want 15 people at least today to purchase this power pack. I also want two WBAI buddies. I'll talk about that in a minute. And so I want people to go now to your phones. You've heard Dr. Leonard Jeffries. You've heard sort of the excerpts. You heard the excerpts from Dr. John Henry Clark. We'll have another one coming up in a minute. And you've heard the description of these two powerful books that were offered as a part of this power pack. It is well worth the $200 that we're asking today as a gift to you, because WBAI, as a gift to WBAI, because WBAI is a gift to you. So go to your phones right now. Right now, I want to get out of this audience at least 15 people today. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. To go to your phones right now. Thank you. Thank you. Right now. Listen, the phone should explode as we try to deal with white nationalism. Overcoming White Nationalism Power Pack for just $200. And I want just 15 people. Just 15. At least 15, I'm saying. I shouldn't say just. I don't want to limit myself. At least 15 people. To go to the phones right now, 516-620-3602. The Power Pack includes, again, White Nationalism, Enemy of Black Nationalism by Dr. John Henry Clark, Trumpism in the White House, Tragedy or Farce, this book that I described by John Bellamy Foster, and a letter. It's called A Letter to the President. When was America ever great? 25 separate PD texts that lay out that this is a historical phenomenon. This is not, Trump is the most recent manifestation of this virus and this disease. It did not start with him, but we damn sure ought to be trying to make sure that it does not spread any further. Go to your phones right now. Right now, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602, to get the Overcoming White Nationalism Power Pack. This Overcoming White Nationalism Power Pack. It is a power pack because, as Dr. Linda Jeffers said, we all need this. Your sons, your daughters, your family, educators, peoples in fraternities, sororities, unions. I mean, you need this information. People should be reading, having a book sessions in which you sit down and dissect the text that we've talked about. You dissect the book that we're talking about. When you listen to Dr. John Henry Clark's 3-CD set, debate it, discuss it, but arm yourself and equip yourself to fight against white nationalism. It's not just the enemy of black nationalism. It is the enemy. It is the enemy of democracy. It is the enemy of the aspirations of black people, people of color, and of all people of goodwill, the oppressed, and beyond, to create a better world. Cannot happen with this vicious, virulent virus in our midst. And it's ugly. It is ugly. I've never seen anything as ugly in recent years as we're seeing now. And it's being legitimized in the White House. I mean, at least it used to be underneath. Now it's straight up. But because it's straight up, again, there's an opportunity to, in fact, eradicate it. But if we are apathetic, it will consume us. And there's no escaping it. It's an equal opportunity destroyer, and it's spreading all over the world. And we are not and should not, by way of WBAI, a fortress of resistance, allow it to happen. And one of the ways we can do it is by preserving the station as a fortress of resistance. I heard the previous program. Same thing. This is the fortress. This is the vehicle strategically for fighting back. That's why if there were no premiums, if nobody ever offered you anything, the thousands upon thousands of people who are listening should be tearing up the phones, getting on board to support WBAI. And there are people who sit on the sidelines all the time. You know, yes, are we going to have debates? Are we going to have differences? Of course we are. But we're on the same page. Those are many of you, most, the vast majority who are listening, want to change. You want to create a better world. We may debate how to do that incrementally, more radically, swift, all that. That's all fair. But we must understand the strategic danger of the moment, and we must eradicate the orange man and all that he represents now. And climate change, the climate change deniers in the middle of all this white supremacist madness tied to an avaricious capitalism is all wound together in a combustible cauldron of negativity and death. And we cannot stand for it. Go to your phones right now. Right now. 15 ought to be like, I mean, we should have 50 people today. 50! Should run to the phones right now. 516-620-3602 and say, I support WBAI. More than anything else, it's not about Dr. Ron Dan. It's not about the professor. It is about supporting WBAI because WBAI is a part of the resistance and the struggle for transformation. I can't say that. That's why I'm privileged to be on this station, by the way. That's why I'm on the airways. I mean, I don't care anything about celebrity or being recognized, all this kind of stuff. I mean, that's irrelevant. There's only, right, what's relevant is revolution. What's relevant is the struggle for a transformative policy. That's what's relevant. And that is in couch within WBAI and the Pacifica Network. I've said that before I came on the air. I'll say that after I'm off the air. I'm a WBAI buddy. I contribute. I support. I understand in the broader scheme of things where this community, listener-sponsored radio station stands. It is not supported by corporations. It's not supported by major institutions. We are free to criticize. We are free to have in-depth conversations and to debate in a way that these little snippets that you get, these little... This is disgusting. What happens in the major media very often? You can't get any you don't get much in-depth coverage. You get just a little snippet. You get full opportunities on this station to hear, to debate, to discuss, and to organize. I mean, we in the Institute of the Black World 21st Century are profoundly thankful to WBAI because some of the organizing work that we've done around reparations, gentrification, any number of issues has been aired on WBAI, and we have produced major events. Major events that have helped move the struggle forward by way of this medium. So brothers and sisters and friends, when I come ask you, I'm asking you because this is urgently needed. And I don't know how to pledge and do all the, you know, how you dress it up. And so I come straight at you. No chaser. This is what I understand. This is how I understand to ask you for support. Straightforward. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. 360, thank you. We're starting to get there, but we're not getting there fast enough. We're not meeting the urgency at the moment. 516-620-3602. The Overcoming White Nationalism Power Pack. That's what we're talking about. As we take this break for our station announcement, WBAI. We're going to take a brief break, but while we're doing it, let those volunteers, let the phones ring off the hook. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Volunteers, we got some people waiting. The phones are not ringing for some of them. Nobody should have a phone that's not ringing. Blow them up now. 516-620-3602. We're going to take a brief break, come back, and hear again from Dr. John Henry Clark, and I'm going to keep pitching. I'm going to keep coming at you lovingly because we need to preserve and expand WBAI. We'll be right back.
One of WBAI's most listened to program hosts, Dr. Gary Knoll, is doing another fundraiser for WBAI Radio. He will premiere his new film, Deadly Deception.
And this is a hard-hitting documentary, and everyone who's interested in the truth about the deep state and vaccines and big pharma and the corruption of the CDC. It's all documented.
And Gary will be in conversation with another WBAI host, Leonard Lopay.
And I said, I'll only speak with Leonard if he asks me hard questions. I don't like softball questions. Throw the fastball. Okay, so that'll be interesting.
It sure will be. That's Thursday, July 25th, for an evening with Gary Noll, hosted by Leonard Lopay. This is at Symphony Space in Manhattan on West 95th Street at 7 p.m. A $35 contribution to listener-sponsored WBAI will get you a ticket to the screening and conversation. Call 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602, or go to our website, WBAI.org, and click on An Evening with Gary Noll.
Back. This is the professor, and again, the first day of our pledge drive, membership drive here at WBAI, the sustaining, the lifeblood of WBAI. Let me just say, and thank you for those of you who are calling. Continue to call. We appreciate you so much. 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. I want two people today, just two. I want more. But I'm going to be modest. Two people who will become sustaining contributors, WBAI buddies. Every program I open with a discussion of WBAI buddies. I'm a WBAI buddy. What does that mean? It means that I have signed up to have a specified amount. The minimum is $10. I have signed up for more than that to be deducted from one of my credit cards every month automatically. I am a WBAI buddy. I am a supporter. I am a sustaining contributor. I have stepped up and said, I understand that WBAI is a community listener-sponsored radio station. It is anti-corporate, anti-capitalist, anti-imperialist, and so imperialists are not going to sponsor this. And since my politics is in agreement with WBAI's politics, broadly defined, and when I say that, because inside of that broad definition, we can have debates and discussions, then I want to be a supporting, sustaining contributor. And it's painless because the management needs to, we'd have less pledge drive if we had thousands and thousands of people who stepped up to the plate to become WBAI buddies. Though I must say, and I've said this before, the archives of WBAI, I mean, this is like knowledge. Knowledge is power. I mean, the incredible premiums that are offered. But that's the gift. That's a bonus. That's to say thank you. The real deal is if we just came on the air, period, didn't say anything but say, hey, we need to save, preserve, and strengthen WBAI, that should be enough. Because you're being nourished by it. You're getting your information. We're organizing and mobilizing because of it. That should be sufficient. The revolution requires our support. And there are many, 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 many people out there. There's some who can't, and we love you too. Some people come and volunteer. That's the way they do it. Some people just don't have it. I mean, there are people who are being crushed by this society. They don't have it, but there are many, 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 many people who do. And they're not nearly enough who have actually joined in the struggle. For those of you who have, we thank you. And we really thank you because those of you who have tend to be the ones who give over and over again, and we really, really, really thank you. We're really being able to give over and over again. But we also want people to become sustaining contributors. And what that means is for just $10 a month, you can become a sustaining contributor, $120 a year, $120 per year. And you can give more than that. You can give 20, 25, 50, 100. Give what you can. And there are some out there who could do $100 easily. Some could do 500. Not even blink. You really could. You really could. and you go to give2wbai.org. Give to, that's the numeral 2, WBAI. I want two people. Two people. Just two listeners. Or people who are listening for the first time who hear my voice and the urgency of it in terms of why this is necessary to go to the phones, either 516-620-3602 right now and say, I want to become, I'm signing up to become a WBAI buddy. Some may also make your pledge, and also you may double down, say, I'm making a contribution, $200, and I'm going to become a WBAI buddy. Do both. Or you can just call. I just want to be a WBAI buddy. WBAI buddy. Or you can go to give to the numeral to WBAI and it will explain to you how you do it. And after all of that, guess what? You get a tote bag. You get all kind of benefits and you get reductions with retail outlets and so forth. It's a wonderful program. I mean, we shouldn't have to give any of that, but we do. We do. And so, two people, just two. Two, I want to hear the report. When the report comes out, that Vantage Point today got two, just two WBAI buddies. Now, I'm on my larger mission, and I'm not there yet, of 15 people, a minimum of 15. We should have exceeded that by now. 15 people at $200 for this Overcoming White Nationalism Pack, Power Pack, which includes a 3-CD set by the inimitable, the visionary, the great African Mwalimu teacher, Dr. John Henry Clark, right? He talks about it. Man, everybody needs this premium white nationalism, anywhere black nationalism. Dr. Leonard Jeffries explained that this ain't just all for black folks and ain't even all for just poor white folks. All people need to understand the nature of white nationalism and what it has done historically and what it continues to do. We see it being manifest now. And so that's a 3-CD set. And then the book, Trump in the White House, Tragedy and Farce, again by John Bellamy Foster. And I gave you the description of that, an incredible book. Gives you the background, letting people know this ain't just recent. The Orange Man is just the tip of the iceberg. And then a letter to the president. When was America ever great? I like that. This notion of America. I mean, come on. America has the potential to become great. And we are the ones who are going to be the architects of that greatness. That's why I like what the squad is doing. The squad is absolutely on point. These four brilliant, courageous, visionary women of color are saying we are the patriots. We see flaws. It is not a perfect union. It never has been. It was founded on a flaw. We come to straighten this damn thing out. And we ain't backing up. And we shouldn't back up either. And we should not ever allow them to be trivialized, marginalized, and denigrated. We ain't going to let that happen. These are great women in the spirit of Sojourner Truth and Harriet Tubman and many others of other ethnicities whom I could not call, but I should be able to, and I hope to learn in terms of courageous women who are standing tall in the face of this coward, this chump, this hallow, but he's dangerous, the Orange Man. And we are going to win because we have stepped up to the plate to support WBAI. Go to your phones right now, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. The Overcoming White Nationalism Power Pack for just $200. $200, an incredible power pack. Read the books. You know, bring folks over, read the books and have a discussion, you know, reading circle or with the PDFs that you download, these writings that talk about it, have discussions about them. Right. And then listen to Dr. John Henry Clark and pass them on. Teachers, union folk. I mean, across the spectrum, fraternities, sororities. Everybody should have this knowledge. If you already have it, purchase one to give someone else the knowledge and power that it represents, because you can afford it. You can afford it. We're urging you, begging you to do it. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Let's listen to another excerpt from Dr. John Henry Clark's White Nationalism, Enemy of Black Nationalism.
in Africa, certain groups who lost wars did serve periods of servitude to other groups. But that servitude did not last forever. After a period, they went out of servitude. Then the people in servitude had certain basic and guaranteed rights. And sometime the royal family of the conquered group married into the group that had conquered them and became head of the very house that had conquered them. So there was some basic consideration between the conquered and the vanquished. And basic consideration between the people, one and the other. And sometimes there was a merger between one culture and the other, and they became one people. There was one people like the Musi people in what is called the Upper Volta, now called Burkina Faso, which makes far more sense than Upper Volta. If you can't understand either one of them, don't worry about it. Burkina Faso, even though you do not understand it, makes more sense, but Upper Volta don't mean nothing. Just a word that the French gave it because they couldn't understand, that this was the home of the Musi people, the home of the Ouagadou people, and they couldn't understand the word Ouagadougou didn't run smoothly off of the French tongue. So they said Upper Volta. And they called the country Upper Volta. I'm glad when the nationalists came to power, they gave the country a name that was local. And whether people understand it or can pronounce it is another matter. It's no significance. It's Africa. Whatever it means. Now, the Musi people, now here's a case of Black nationalism in its finest. In ancient time, they were called the Africa, the cultural chastity belt of Africa. When they conquered people, they extracted labor. They never permitted the conquered people to marry into that group. And if you live among them and wanted a wife, they gave you time to go back to your group and get a wife. They did not want that bloodstream to be polluted by anybody, not even another African. And they did not want that religion to be polluted. They didn't accept Islam, didn't accept Christianity either. They were very careful about what other African religions they accepted.
Another quick excerpt from Dr. John Henry Clark. A couple of aspects of interpretation there, you know, looking really at the basic African worldview and dealing really with something that is really needs to be understood, even as we struggle for reparations and engage the African continent, is that the whole system of servitude is not new. That there was such a system on the African continent as well. The idea of people as servants and the idea of people when they were conquered to have servants. But there was something fundamentally different about the system in Africa. And that is the people who were servants were seen to have human rights. So much so that in the intermingling of them, those who were once servants might one day also become royal and even become kings in certain circumstances. We didn't get a chance to really hear the extension of the latter excerpt in terms of where that was going, except to say that there were rules, and these rules really were about really upholding human beings, even in this still, as far as I'm concerned, flawed system of servitude. But the difference in the European Holocaust was to reduce human beings to property, to destroy their identity, to strip them of any sense of rights, and to turn them against themselves. No other system of enslavement in the history of the world did that. And that was a part of the system that became a part of the rationale, really. This labor system really grew into this rationale, you know, for enslavement. We just have 4 minutes left. There's much, much, much. We could select all kinds of excerpts from Dr. John Henry Clark. But as he said in his opening clip, white domination has been the enemy, really, of all people of color throughout the world, African people and others. And that white domination needs to be broken, and white people themselves don't need to help break up the domination. And this whole notion of white superiority has got to be shattered. And this overcoming white nationalism power pack helps us to do that. And so we just have 4 minutes left, and I still have not achieved my goal of, I mean, I'm still like 7 people short of, I mean, come on. I mean, I got to get 10 people. At least, we're going to ask for 10 more people, at least 10 more people in the next 3 minutes to get this power pack. And this white supremacist overcoming white nationalism power pack, just $200, includes the wisdom and knowledge of the inimitable Dr. John Henry Clark, White Nationalism, Enemy of Black Nationalism. Again, the book, two books, well, one book and one set of PDFs or documents, if you will. Trump in the White House, Tragedy or Farce by John Bellamy Foster. And, of course, a selection of 25 PDF texts, which says that there is a history going on in the world today, that the sentiments expressed in the age of Trump of increasing racial tolerance, intolerance, and deepening economic divide represents an American politics that derives its basic premises from its historical deeds, not new. So we just got 2 minutes left. 2 minutes left, and we're going to have a rapid fire come to your phones right now to support WBAI. That's the urgent question. Support WBAI by calling 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602, to get the Overcoming White Nationalism Power Pack, the elements I've just repeated. And whether or not you got the Power Pack or not, you ought to be supporting WBAI, and you ought to be supporting Vantage Point. You ought to be supporting all of the programming here, because it is the entirety of the station, that WBAI, that really is a part of the resistance to white nationalism, white supremacy, imperialism, all of the kind of ills that cripple the human and maim the human spirit that we must overcome. 516-620-3602. 516-620-360. Thank you. Now we're getting a response. We need more. 516. We still got people who are not, whose phones aren't ringing. We need those phones exploding. 516-620-3602. The context is what is going on right now. White supremacy in full bloom, full exposure, full manifestation through the orange man and all that he represents. And what he represents is not just himself. It is a history of white supremacy and white nationalism in this country that is spreading now in its most virulent and vicious face throughout the world. And we are determined to stop it. The attacks on our sisters and brothers, and we are prepared to eradicate it. If we do not, we are at risk, we are at peril, but we are going to struggle on. 516-620-3602. 516, thank you. 516, keep the calls coming. 516-620-3602. Again, it is about supporting WBAI. That is the imperative. That is the imperative. If you never, ever get a gift, it is about supporting WBAI and all the wonderful programming, not just this program, all the wonderful programming that takes place. This is a part of the resistance and the struggle for transformation. That's what you're supporting, brothers and sisters and friends. Never forget that. Never forget what this is about. And at this moment now, no more than ever before, we need to be on the front lines, closing out, urging you. We're getting there. 516-620-3602. Overcoming White Nationalism Power Pack, just $200. Keep the phones ringing even as we close out. 516-620-3602. This is the Professor Dr. Ron Daniels thanking all of you who have responded. We're getting there. We're there. We're getting there, but we need more. When we know it, let's take it through the roof. 516-620-3602. Thank you so much. We'll see you again here next week on Vantage Point.